What's interesting is not only do we have the data for most low-income countries, we also have the data for middle-income and high-income countries and can really see the transition of financial inclusion across income levels. Regarding low-income countries, we find that 59% of adults, almost 2.5 billion people living in developing economies, don't have a formal account. And that's compared to just 11% in the higher-income countries. We also, looking at a more objective measure of poverty across countries, find that about 75% of adults that earn less than $2 a day are also unbanked.
Why do poor people not have a banking account?
The most common answer given around the world is, I don't have enough money to do so. However, in addition to that, I would suggest that it's also the case that people report they don't have enough money to use the account simply because the distance and the cost involved in accessing an account are also very high in many countries. So, for example, worldwide, we find that nearly two-thirds of adults without an account cite poverty as the main culprit, but approximately 30% of adults also blame the cost of opening and maintaining an account or the banks being too far away. We also find strong regional differences compared to the unbanked in other regions. For example, respondents in Latin America and the Caribbean are most likely to cite the cost of opening and maintaining an account, 40% of adults, as a barrier, while respondents in sub-Saharan Africa are most likely to cite distance as a barrier.
What impact does not having a bank account have on these poor people?
Having an account enables the poor to smooth their consumption, to invest in education, in starting new businesses. Without formal accounts, the poor are often left to use informal sources, which could be very high rates for informal lenders, or simply saving their money under the mattress where it could be stolen or eaten by rodents. And offering people a safe place to put their money, it should be a high important goal.
Now let's talk about what can be done to remedy this situation.
Certainly, this relates to regulation and supervision of banks, of the banking sector, of bank entry, enabling competition in the banking sector. There's also, as I mentioned, new processes and technology such as bank agents and mobile banking that could potentially allow phone companies and banks to provide more affordable, accessible products, particularly to the rural poor. We also actually collect information directly on mobile money technology. So, for example, we find that money transfers through mobile phones, which allow account holders to pay their bills, make deposits, or conduct other transactions using the cell phone, have taken over 16% of the market in sub-Saharan Africa. And particularly there, because traditional banking has been hampered by transportation and other infrastructure problems.
So you're saying that mobile banking is already helping poor people?
In Africa, we find evidence. For example, 52% of adults in sub-Saharan Africa who use mobile technology are otherwise unbanked, suggesting at least for now this is often used as a substitute for formal financial services. In Kenya, for example, where 68% of adults report using mobile money, 43% of mobile money users do not have a formal account.
Is mobile banking safe, from what you know?
We don't investigate that in this survey. Certainly, the regulation varies across countries. And also, it should be noted that the average use of mobile money transfers for all developing countries is only 5%, suggesting that there are still barriers to the introduction of this type of new technology in other regions.
So more still needs to be done in this area?
Yes.
Now, what does the future of banking for poor people look like?
The future, hopefully, the gap of the unbanked will be narrowed and more people, particularly women and rural poor, will have access to formal services that will enable them to have a safe place to save, particularly for women and the rural poor, and providing financial services to all.